Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 5.5 cents at 603.5, obviously busting through the $6 resistance. March wheat up 8.25 cents at 807.25, again breaking through the $8 resistance. And March beans up 15 cents at 1327.75. We did not see any export sales here this morning. All the grains up on the dry weather, not only in the U.S. plains, but down in South America. The 6 to 10 day forecast for southern Brazil and northern Argentina is very dry. A couple of days, maybe touching 100 in that range, certainly above average temps. So that's got the market excited here this morning. This will be, if we close higher today, it'll be the seventh day in a row that beans have closed higher. Now, in the 10 to 14 day weather outlook for South America, there are some opportunities for rains in northern Argentina, southern Brazil, but we've had these forecasts before going out 2 weeks, and none of them have really materialized into much out here. So until we really see some rains out there and we still have the dry, hot temps, certainly the market can move higher. Now, how high can it go? You know, corn at this point, we could easily see, you know, 635, somewhere in that range. Wheat, we could certainly see, you know, 835. And the beans, maybe, oh, I'd say 1360, somewhere in that range to start. But markets technically look pretty good. And we're going to bounce here, at least on the opening. We might see, you know, a higher opening, move higher in the first 15 minutes or so, and then a sell-off. That wouldn't surprise me out here. But we have to keep an eye on the Dow Jones. COVID talk, you know, if anything happens to the Dow, I think it's going to put a bit of a shake into the bean market. If the Dow stays strong, that's just another input that'll help keep the beans higher here. So right now, the funds have control, certainly of the corn. They came in long about 350,000 contracts of corn. They're now long only about 8 or 10,000 contracts of wheat. They're long about 70,000 beans. So they're starting to up the ante, certainly in corn and beans out here. And as long as they want to buy it, support this market, due to the dry weather, we can move higher. I haven't seen really much news. We'll be closed on Friday. Next week, we have all 5 days. The exchange, the CME decided to leave New Year's Eve Day as a work day, and the markets will be open on that Friday. But in order to offset that disappointment, they're giving the markets off on Juneteenth. So it is what it is. At any rate, you know, like I said, as long as the funds want it and the weather stays dry, I think we can see some higher prices out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.